This supplement enhances high-intensity training, by Thrivus Admin, on Monday, August 5, 2024. Basketball players often seek methods to improve their performance on the court. Plyometric jump training, PJT, has been identified as a key strategy for enhancing attributes such as explosive power, sprint speed, and jumping ability. A recent clinical study explores the effects of combining different dosages of caffeine with PJT on basketball-related performance and physiological parameters. The study, titled Examining the Impact of Differing Caffeine Dosages in Conjunction with Plyometric Training on Physiological Adaptations in Basketball Players, provides intriguing insights into how caffeine can influence athletic performance. Caffeine is a well-known supplement used to enhance various aspects of physical performance. It acts as a stimulant, improving neuromuscular, metabolic, and cardiovascular functions. Previous research has shown mixed results regarding the optimal dosage of caffeine for athletic performance. This study aimed to investigate the effects of ingesting either 3 mg per kilogram of body mass or 6 mg per kilogram of body mass caffeine before PJT on male basketball players. The objective was to determine which dosage leads to superior performance and physiological adaptations. This study's findings could be highly relevant to athletes and coaches looking to optimize training routines and supplementation strategies. By understanding how different caffeine dosages impact performance, they can better tailor their approach to enhance athletes' abilities on the court. Study design. The study involved 24 male collegiate basketball players who were randomly divided into three groups. Each group followed a 6-week PJT regimen. The first group consumed 3 mg per kilogram of body mass caffeine, CAF3, before each session, while the second group ingested 6 mg per kilogram of body mass caffeine, CAF6. A third group received a placebo. The player's performance was evaluated through tests measuring vertical jump, 20-meter sprint, change of direction speed, CODS, and lower body maximal strength. Physiological parameters like aerobic capacity and anaerobic power were also assessed. All participants maintained their regular basketball practice 3 days a week alongside the PJT. Supplements were administered 1 hour before each training session, and the training included depth jumps, squat jumps, and knee tuck jumps. The study was conducted using a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled design to ensure the accuracy and reliability of the results. To ensure consistent dietary habits, participants recorded their food intake 3 days before the initial and final testing sessions. The study controlled for factors such as sleep, alcohol, and caffeine consumption outside of the supplementary intake. Performance tests were conducted on a wooden basketball court, and physiological measurements were taken in a laboratory setting. Study results. Both the 3 mg and 6 mg caffeine group showed significant improvements in all tested parameters after 6 weeks. The CAF6 group exhibited the most substantial gains in vertical jump height, maximal strength, and aerobic capacity. For example, the vertical jump performance improved with an effect size, S, of 1.45 in the CAF6 group compared to 1.07 in the CAF3 group and 1.1 in the placebo group. The improvements in VO2 max were also higher in the CAF6 group, with an S of 1.59, compared to 1.09 in the CAF3 group and 0.92 in the placebo group. Speed and agility, measured by the 20-meter sprint and CODS tests, also improved significantly across all groups. The CAF6 group again showed slightly better results, although the differences were not as pronounced as in the vertical jump and VO2 max. Both caffeine groups improved their 20-meter sprint by around 0.5 to 0.6 seconds. Change of direction speed saw a similar trend with significant improvements in all groups. Regarding anaerobic power, both caffeine groups demonstrated significant gains. Peak power output, PPO, and average power output, APO, improved more in the CAF6 group with an S of 1.85 for PPO and 1.39 for APO, compared to the placebo group's 0.82 and 1.07, respectively. These results suggest that higher doses of caffeine could lead to better performance adaptation in anaerobic activities. Recommendation. the findings suggest that consuming 6 mg per kilogram of body mass caffeine before plyometric training can lead to superior enhancements in aerobic fitness, anaerobic power, and sport-specific performance in basketball players. This higher dosage of caffeine not only induced greater improvements in performance parameters but also reduced the variability in individual responses, promoting more uniform adaptations among athletes. For athletes using Thrivus supplements, incorporating a 6 mg per kilogram caffeine regimen before high-intensity training like PJT could optimize their physical performance. Caffeine's stimulating effects on the central nervous system and muscle fibers enhance the ability to perform high-effort tasks, making it a valuable supplement for boosting training outcomes. As with any supplementation plan, it is essential to consult with a healthcare provider before starting. This ensures that the supplementation aligns with individual health conditions and overall goals. By doing so, athletes can safely and effectively utilize caffeine to enhance their training and performance. Thrivus Surge. Thrivus develops Surge Acute Nootropic to enhance energy and focus. Each serving provides a clinical dose of caffeine, as well as complementary nutrients. As implied by this study, Surge may help to enhance performance during high-intensity training and similar tasks. Surge Acute Nootropic is available to purchase online now in the Thrivus store. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.